1 Peter chapter number 3, and we're going to look at verse number 7 here in just a moment as we continue in our series, Too Committed, Experiencing and Enjoying Marriage God's Way. We articulated Ephesians 5 and really tried to grab the heart and mind of the Lord concerning this relationship and understanding His way. And now for the last several weeks, we've talked practically about how we can love and reverence. And men, we started with us, and our wives want us to be close with them. Then we talked about being open with them. And today we're going to talk about understanding them. Ladies, we've encouraged you regarding reverence, to reverence His desire to work and achieve. Last week, His desire to provide and protect and to lead. And next week, we'll offer another thought along that line. But today we come to lesson number 11, how to love, understanding. Guys, not trying to fix her, but just listening. And I think we're going to have some fun this morning, and I hope we learn this morning. That's the goal and the prayer. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 7. The Bible says, "Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered." Now, we have looked at 1 Peter chapter 3 before in this series. We've actually referred to it many times. And yet we want to come back to this verse to launch into this study today about understanding her, not so much trying to fix her or even fix what she's communicating with us about, but learning to listen, to become better listeners, and to become better in the area of understanding our spouse. And as we look at this verse, we're really being challenged to have empathy with our wife. Peter is challenging us, dwell with them according to knowledge. Now, the good news is that God is not saying to you and I as husbands, you have to know everything about your wife, because none of us would qualify, okay? But He does say, I want you to dwell with them according to knowledge. So God's not saying you have to know or understand everything. None of us do, and we may never. But what God is saying is have a spirit and an attitude that says, honey, I want to understand and I want to know. I want to learn in this area of understanding. For some, this is a controversial verse, because here in the Bible, God refers to the wife as the weaker vessel. And for some, ladies, this is a condescending description, here being the weaker vessel. And I want to encourage you that by that, God is not saying that women are weak. Rather, He is saying that the wife is the weaker vessel because of her vulnerability to her husband within the marital relationship. So when God says, dwell with her according to knowledge as the weaker vessel, God is not saying, husbands, dwell with your wife, they're weak. No. God is saying, husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge. They're beautiful and valuable. Treat them like the weaker vessel. The statement there, the description, is not to her about being weak. It's to him about how to treat this gift that God has given him from the Lord. Where is a wife vulnerable to her husband? This is just an introduction, but a wife is vulnerable when a husband takes on the attitude of, you know what, I don't understand you, and I don't even know if it's worth trying. And sometimes a husband can come to that place where I don't understand my spouse, and I'm going to give up trying because I've tried and I've been disrespected, or I've tried and it hasn't worked. And there can be a vulnerability there, because that's a great hurt to our wife. Or when we begin treating her as less than equal. Now, we taught the last couple of weeks about where the Lord challenged the man to be the head of the wife. But we talked about in that context that he is the first among equals. God is not saying that the husband is better than the wife. Many of us would say, I married over my head. She indeed is my better half. It's not about who's better. It's not about who's more gifted. It's not about who's more talented. It doesn't have anything to do with that. It's about position. And God gave him, the husband, the father, the leader, the position of headship. And he's going to give an account for leading his family. That's just the way God made it. All right? But as leader, head in position, in rank, but it's still to be treated as equals. Honoring as equals, honoring your wife and serving her. And we talked about that. So that's where there can be some vulnerability. So how can we grow in this area of understanding and listening to our spouse? Number one, I want us to see this morning that we must proceed with caution. We must proceed with caution. Now, you could take that a lot of ways, obviously. But here's what I want to describe to you this morning. Proceed with caution. And I want to go to that phrase in 1 Peter 3 where the Lord describes her as the weaker vessel. The weaker vessel. Okay? And guys, I want you in your minds this morning to get a mental picture of what God is telling you to do. Dwell with Him according to knowledge as the weaker vessel. What does that mean? How does that apply to you and the way you relate and act and treat your God-given spouse? And I want to give you an illustration of two bowls. Now, I have two bowls here in my hand, and both of them serve the functionality and purpose of a bowl, okay? This one is stainless steel. This one is very durable. You can take this one and drink it if you want to. You could do anything you want with this bowl within reason, and it's going to be fine, okay? Then I have this bowl. This is a porcelain bowl. This is, it looks nicer. It is more valuable, but it is also more fragile. If I took this bowl and threw it up and dropped it, I would need some place to stay tonight, and this bowl would not stay together, all right? This is a bowl that my wife likes. Now, this is a porcelain bowl, and it is a bit more fragile. So they're both bowls. They both serve functionality. They both serve purpose, but this one is made differently. It can handle a bit more. This one is more valuable. This one is more beautiful, but this one needs to be handled a little bit more delicately. And what God is saying to us men, dwell with them according to knowledge as unto the weaker vessel. Here's what God is saying. Stop treating her like this. This is not who I gave you. This is not how you are to treat her. She's to be treated like this. Like we talked last week about the umbrella. There's an umbrella of protection that you are to provide. Be that protection. Treat her this way. And ladies, this is not a demeaning statement or visual description that the Lord gives. This is a position of honor. Which bowl do you put in the cabinet with the glass door? Which bowl do you use when serving company? Valuable. It's beautiful. It's something put in a prominent place. Ladies, the weaker vessel is not a you subservient, second class, redheaded stepchild, you be there. No. That's not what God is saying at all. God is saying, guys, dwell with them according to knowledge as the weaker vessel. Man, you've got something beautiful and valuable. Make sure you care for it. Make sure you put it in a prominent place. Make sure you're caring for it as you should. And so we need to remember that we are to proceed with caution. Honey, could you come up here real quick? Guys, here's something that might help you. You need in your mind, as you think about interacting with your spouse, thinking about them with this label, okay? And this is my wife, Susanna, and here is her label right here, okay? Handle with care, okay? Now, have you ever gotten the package in the mail and it had that label on it, and maybe it showed, you know, glass and don't jar it or it'll break or whatever, and it was letting you know that your handling of this package is vital to the preservation of the contents because of fragile. And God is saying to us in 1 Peter 3, 7, men, dwell with them according to knowledge. Remember who you're relating with. It's your wife. She's vulnerable. When you act like you don't care, when you act like you don't understand, when you act like it's no big deal, to her, it's a huge weight. To her, she wants to know you understand and that you care, or that you're trying to understand, or that you're trying to empathize with where she's at, or how she's feeling, or what she's going through. So remember, And guys, mentally in your mind, if you have to remember, fragile, handle with care. I need to make sure that my relating with her is different than it would be in any other relationship. Thank you. So fragile, handle with care. All right, so proceed with caution. The weaker vessel, it's valuable, it's honorable, it's beautiful, but God says you better treat it differently. Secondly, practice Christ-likeness. How can we better understand and listen and be better husbands and love? Practice Christ-likeness. The Bible says in Ephesians 5:25, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. The husband is the figure of Christ in the home. The bride, the wife, is the figure of the church in the home. And as the church takes its burdens and puts them on the shoulders of the Lord, so the wife desires to be able to put her burdens on her husband, to share her burdens and her problems with him. Even if she doesn't understand the problems that she's facing or how she's feeling, even if she's not sure what to do, she still wants to share them with you. And guys, you and I need to understand, when our wives share a problem with us for our understanding, even if it's about us, okay, it in her world, that's a compliment. Because this relationship means so much to her that having the connection and the continuity and the intimacy and the full-blown understanding is so vitally important that when something seems to be hindering that, she wants to bring it to our attention. Why? Because she wants to make sure everything's okay. And we can't grow to resent that. Man, she's always got something to tell me. Well, she really loves you, and she wants you to listen and understand and grow as a result. So we want to proceed with caution. This is something valuable God has given me. Then we want to practice Christ-likeness. Lord, help me to treat her as you have treated us in love and to help bear those burdens and to listen. And then thirdly, pay close attention. We need to pay close attention. Now, how can we be a more understanding husband? How can we grow in the area of listening? Well, the most powerful weapons that God has given you and I are our ears, okay? And we need to grow in the area of listening to our wife and helping her to feel understood. Guys, we all have probably been there where we've had a conversation with our wife, and at the end of it, she's like, "You just don't understand." And what we wanted to say was, "You're exactly right. I don't. I don't get it. I started in left field, and now I'm in the bleachers. I mean, I'm so far off the beaten path. I don't understand, you know." And sometimes we're just at that exasperated place of, "You're right, I don't get it." And we need to be careful to pay close attention, to work at listening, because she wants us to listen, and she wants us to seek to understand. The Bible says in James 1:19, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath." Be swift to hear. Be good listeners. Pay close attention to what she's sharing with you. Now, guys, if I teach you anything today, here's something I want to emphasize, okay? Remember that when your wife brings to you a problem, most often she's not looking for a solution. She just wants you to understand she's going through a problem, and she wants you to empathize with her, feel sorry for her and the problem she has. Now, time out, because this is foreign language to guys, okay? If I have a problem and I'm going to share it with Keith, you know why I'm sharing my problem with Keith? Because I want his help. Why else would I share my problem with Keith? There's no reason to share my problem with Keith unless Keith can help me, right? That's what guys do. Guys share problems with guys. Guys help guys. We fix problems. We move on. Now, that's not the way it is with our spouse. Our spouse does not share problems for our solution. Now, sometimes she does, but most often she does not. In fact, guys, sometimes she knows the problem, and she knows how to fix it, but she still wants to tell us about it before she fixes it. Which in our minds we're thinking, why don't you just fix the problem? But in her mind, she's thinking, I want to be connected with you. I want to share with you what I'm going through and how I might fix it. And I want you to understand. I want you to empathize with what I'm going through. And guys, if we can learn that we don't always have to solve our wife's problems. And many of us, man, we want to be the fix-it guy. We want to take care of it, and we want to make it better. And sometimes we have to step out of that mode and say, Lord, help me. This is not a time where she wants me to fix it or make it go away. This is a time where she wants me to understand and empathize with her. It's foreign language to us, but it's something we need to learn so that we can be better at understanding and better at listening to our wife. So when you're confused about when your wife is bringing a burden or problem to you, ask two questions. Number one, am I in trouble? Because quite frankly, guys, the problem may be with you, all right? The problem may be with me. So if she's bringing a burden or a problem, I need to find out, is this me? Am I the culprit? Is there something that I need to fix? Or secondly, I need to ask, do you need a solution or a listening ear? Now that question right there is going to relieve a lot of tension. Why? Because that's what's happening. She's sharing her heart. She's sharing her problem. She's sharing how she's feeling. She's sharing what she's going through. And in his mind, he's like, yep, I would do this, I would do this, I would do this. And as soon as she takes a breath, I'm going to hit her with these four things and tell her how to fix her life. And you do that, and you're like, okay, let's go eat dinner. You know, we're done. And she's like, I'm not done. I'm just getting started. I want to tell you what I'm facing and what I'm going through. And I don't want you to tell me what to do. I just want you to listen to where I'm at. And so do you need a solution or do you need a listening ear? A lot of men find fulfillment in helping people solve their problems. Many of you, that's what you do for work. You work in some environment, you're solving problems, you're figuring things out. This is what you do. You find fulfillment, you find satisfaction, you find achievement and all of that. And it's a reverse concept to look at it this way. But her heart's need is not often to solve the problem. Often it is to listen and to do our best to understand and to empathize with her. Let me give you a biblical illustration. Here's Hannah in church weeping to God for a son. Her husband's name is Elkanah. Now look at this passage in 1 Samuel 1:8 and listen to this husband, a man after my own heart. Listen to this. He says, then said Elkanah, this is her husband, all right, to her Hannah, why weepest thou? And why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Am not I better to thee than 10 sons? Elkanah walks into his wife weeping and says, honey, what's your problem? Why are you crying? Why are you not eating? Why are you not happy? Look at this house. Look at the clothes you have. Look at the meals we eat. Are not I better to you than 10 sons? Why are you grieving about not having a son? Look at what you have. Wrong answer. Not what she was looking for at all. She was looking for some sympathy. She was looking for some empathy. She was looking for him to understand the burden of her heart. And Elkanah was looking at what she was going through and then looking at the big picture and saying, yeah, but look at all this stuff that you have. How can you be so down about this one thing when you have all of these wonderful things here in your life? And a wife is not looking for that solution. Often she's looking just to be understood. And so when your wife connects with you about a problem or something heavy in her heart, men tune in and say, this is something she needs me to understand. And she just may need a listening ear. And that's counter natural for me. But I just want to learn to listen and understand and be the loving husband that I should be. So how can we do that? Well, certainly we need to proceed with caution and recognize that this is a valuable gift from the Lord. I need to be Christ-like in this love. I need to pay close attention and listen. But then fourthly, I need to prioritize my calendar. Prioritize your calendar. And in closing, men, let me challenge you that understanding your spouse takes scheduled time. Let me say that again. Understanding your spouse takes scheduled time. Not just time. Scheduled time. You and I, in Ephesians 5, we're commanded four times to love our wife. One of the needs that she has is to be understood, to connect with us dwell with her according to knowledge, as under the weaker vessel, this valuable, fragile, beautiful gift that God has given to you and I. And she loves to talk. She loves to connect. She loves to release her emotions. She loves to connect on that intimate level. It's her integrated personality. It's the way that God made her. Guys, your wife is like a tea kettle. Now, I'm not talking about physical stuff here, all right? But wife is like a tea kettle. Talking emotionally, all right? Not physical looks, but like a tea kettle. What do I mean by that? She collects thoughts, feelings, emotions that have happened to her throughout all of the day, and she needs to be able to release. She needs to be able to connect with someone. You know what our wives need, guys? Our wives need a predictable time with you and I every day where they can talk. And we need to schedule it and keep it. So I ask you this morning, do you have a scheduled time every day for you and your wife to talk? And if not, schedule one. Well, Brother Roll, I don't have time for that. Ephesians 5:16, redeeming the time. And listen to me. Every husband in this room has 15 minutes a day. We all do. It would be ridiculous for us to try to debate with our wife that we don't have 15 minutes to talk. We all have 15 minutes. And we need to find when those 15 minutes can be scheduled. And we need to keep that schedule. And we need to have the heart of this husband here in Song of Solomon chapter 2, verse 14, where he said, "O my dove, thou art in the clefts of the rock, in the secret place of the stairs. Let me see thy countenance. Let me hear thy voice, for sweet is thy voice, and thy countenance is comely." Here comes this husband home to his wife and says, "Honey, I want to see your face, and I want to hear you talk." That isn't what most husbands thinking when they're coming home. I mean, we want to kiss their face, but we're not thinking about, "I just want to stare at your face and hear you talk for 15 minutes. But this husband in Song of Solomon knew something. Hey, this is what she needs. This is a need that she has, and I want to meet that need, and I want her to know, honey, I'm looking forward for 15 minutes to just looking at your countenance and hearing your voice. I'm looking forward to connecting and talking with you." And this scheduled, predictable time will help eliminate so much tension in her life because she will know that she has a time that she can connect and talk with you. And it'll become some of her favorite time of the day. She'll look forward to it. She'll anticipate it. It'll be something she's excited about. And you say, "Brother Rule, if we schedule that, what are we going to talk about for 15 minutes?" Guys, I'm going to tell you something. This is a blessing. You don't really even have to worry about that. That's the blessing. The hard part is scheduling time and showing up. The easy part is talking. She'll do that. She can handle that department really well. And you just, and I'm not saying don't tune in, but man, you tune in, you listen, and you nod, and you enjoy it, and so on. But I mean, 15 minutes, she's just getting started. She's getting warmed up, you know. So don't worry about what it will be about. Just be listening. And make sure you're tuning in. And every now and then, repeat back something she says. And make sure you're following the thoughts and you're understanding. And you say, "Brother, this is just, this weird. This is, I don't know about this. Listen to me. You and her are different. Worlds apart. Okay? And God says, dwell with them according to knowledge." Why would God say that? Because she has a need to be understood. You're not going to understand a complex, valuable, beautiful gift without taking some time, without investing some energy. And so prioritize your calendar, schedule some time, make sure there's some connection there where you're connecting and talking. And guys, when you do this, and she's connecting with you and she's sharing with you what she's doing, look for every opportunity to express your gratitude to her for what she does. When she's talking about her day and this happened at work or this happened with this child or this went wrong or whatever, look for an opportunity to understand, to empathize, but then to interject gratitude. "Honey, thank you for doing that. Honey, thank you for that. Oh, that's wonderful." Look for an opportunity to make big about what she is doing. This is not the kind of need that you leave this room, you schedule 15 minutes a day, you do it for the next 6 days until next Sunday. You come back and took care of that. Done. Not going to happen. Guys, this is an insatiable desire in her heart. This is a need she has that's ongoing. She wants to be understood.
She wants you to listen. She wants to know that you're prioritizing time with her to connect with her on a level that is deeper than any other earthly relationship you have. And it's something as you begin to feed that need and listen and schedule time and really strive to understand it, not always solving, but sometimes just listening, understanding, empathizing, it's just going to create a desire for more. Now, God has given you some insatiable desires, like physical intimacy with your wife. And your heart is that she will always enjoy meeting that need in your life forever. And in her heart this morning is a desire that you will enjoy meeting this need in her life forever. And that you will schedule time. And that you will engage in her. And that you will talk with her. And you will strive to understand and connect on her level and enjoy it. And like the Song of Solomon said, look at thy countenance and hear thy voice. And if we'll have that kind of heart, we can understand. And it will strengthen our relationship in an incredible way. At the end of the outline this morning, there's a couple practical ideas. She'll feel you're trying to understand her when you do these things. And they're just simple thoughts from a book I read. But I hope and pray they're a blessing. I hope and pray that as we leave here this morning, we'll say, men, God has given us a valuable gift. And when we walk in the house, we're going to remember, fragile, handle with care. Lord, help me to understand. Help me to listen. And help me to make my wife a priority and have time and connection with her as we talk. And I really believe maybe just one or two things shared this morning, if you'll implement them in your relationship, will greatly strengthen the days ahead.